to this building. You brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today. That when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and oh, your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And mend a broken
heart. He can mend your brokenness.
Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality. Kingdom of God, Queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam. The way to peace, tranquility, watches of noon. No boundaries, no barriers. Oneness permeating with the power and force of life. Following the commandments, dictates, and directives of Allah. This is for the recording date, Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. Verse 27. But I say unto you, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. Verse 28. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Verse 29. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. 30. Give to every man that asketh of thee. And him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would, verse 31, that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Now, many sisters and brothers have been messed up and tripped up over this scripture. Let's try to deal with this as quickly as we can. Love your enemies. The word love is agape. Let me hear the music is still going. Let me stop this music and then see if I can hear this pronunciation of this word.
Strong's G25, Agapao. Agapao.
Agapao, Greek side, 25, of persons welcome, to entertain, to be fond of, to love dearly, to be well pleased and contented. This love, it is said, has to do with loving no matter what. Loving no matter what. So, love your enemies. 2190 Greek side. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G2190. Echthras. Echthras.
Echthras. 2190 Greek side. Those that hate. Those that are odious and hateful. Those that are hostile. Used of men as at enmity with God by their sin. Those who oppose God in the mind. Enemies and hostile ones. The devil, who is the most bitter enemy of the divine government. Now, sisters and brothers, he warned the wicked ruling class and families, and now he's back warning us and talking to us about ourselves. We talked about how when we stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, our own sisters and brothers will hate us. And many times, the CIA and the FBI will use them to oppose our teaching and preaching of the divine government of God in heaven here and now on this earth. And they'll be sent among us to cause division amongst us, to bust up our organizations. This is what occurred with Dr. King. This is what occurred with Elijah Muhammad and Minister Malcolm X. This is what occurred among the Black Panther Party. That is why we must study our history. Study the Black Panther Party and the US organization. Study how the CIA and the FBI were sent in among us to divide us against ourselves. They sent men and women among us who were our enemies and caused hatred and divisions among us. So when we are confronted with such situation where our own sisters and brothers become our enemy because they don't understand that the system is destroying us all, when we see poor working class men in Russia, in Chechnya, in lands of Arabia, the Middle East, when we see that poor working class men are recruited by Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra and are used by the CIA and recruited by the CIA to go into Iraq, go into Syria, go into Libya, go into other places and kill and destroy and be the enemy of the masses of the people. What are the masses of the people to do? The masses of the people are to understand how the system works. These that are our sisters and brothers have been made into an enemy. The remedy is to understand who is manipulating who. The remedy is to love that poor working class human being that is being misused and abused and maneuvered into destroying the masses of the people. When we see that men and women in America and Britain and Israel are maneuvered into military service because of deprivation of education, health, living wage job, land, wealth, resources, now we take the military uniform, go across seas and kill Africans, kill people in the Middle East, kill people in Asia. What are the masses in those lands and oppressed peoples in those lands supposed to do? What's the remedy? Understand that we are being manipulated. All of us are being manipulated and maneuvered. We wouldn't even join the military if we had equal and full access to education and living wage jobs. We wouldn't even think about joining the military to potentially kill and be killed. So the remedy is love your sister and your brother who has been turned into an enemy, and love your sister and your brother who has been made to hate you and me because of wicked maneuvering, because of the system and deprivation of land and wealth and resources, because the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have created such a condition that has produced hatred and enmity and division amongst poor working class masses of people. Verse 28, bless them that curse you, pray for them that despitefully use you. The word bless is praise and celebrate, invoke blessings, ask God's blessings on a thing, ask God bless, pray God to bless it to one's use, pronounce a consecratory blessing on, meaning consecrate, cause to prosper, make happy, bestow blessings on. What is this teaching us? Sisters and brothers in Africa, sisters and brothers in the Middle East, sisters and brothers in Asia, sisters and brothers in Israel, Palestinians, African Hebrews, poor working class, Jewish sisters and brothers. You have been maneuvered into hating each other. The wicked ruling class, I'm speaking of Israel now specifically. The elites in Israel, following the wicked plans and dictates of the house of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers, have driven a wedge between poor working class Caucasian Jewish men and women who are suffering. Many of them were in the streets a year or two ago because they are suffering because of the nasty, rotten system in Israel. But then they divide the poor working class Jewish Caucasian sister and brother in Israel. They divide from the Palestinians, and they divide from the African Hebrews and the African immigrants that come to Israel because the elites of Israel have helped to create a condition of refugee and warfare and bloodshed and theft of land, wealth, and resources. And so the sisters and the brothers, they say, you know what? My African nation is under bloodshed and death and hell. I'm going to Israel. I'm a Christian. I love the Bible. I love Israel. Certainly I can find justice in Israel. Certainly I can find love, consolation, compassion in Israel. They get to Israel and they find that poor working class white Jews, Caucasian Jews, going to the streets, have rallies and preach hatreds against Africa and Africans. And not only that, Israeli government officials officiate over these rallies of hatreds, calling black people, African people, cancers and disease. Benjamin Netanyahu and rabbis who are supposed to, they read the same book I'm preaching out of, but they don't preach like I do. They preach hatred and enmity and division. And they call African people cancer and disease. And they are in creation and building. They are creating and building the largest concentration camps, internment camps, and jails ever built by an industrial, a so-called industrialized nation. What's the remedy, poor working class people of the earth? Stop listening to the wicked ruling class and the ruling families. Know that we have been divided. Know that we have been fed hatreds. Let me see. I'm thinking of something in my notes. There was a program on Democracy Now that dealt with, that dealt with this condition. It was someone on Democracy Now talking about how division amongst poor working class people is propagated. I can't find it now, but I'll try to have it in my notes. Democracy Now, racial divisions. All right, this individual in one of the weeks in January on Democracy Now was giving analysis. And so I'm coming to America now. We have divisions among poor working class white people against poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. Why is that so? You had outright overt racism, race baiting pre-1950. But now you have the civil rights movement, black power movement, human rights movement, women's suffrage movement, anti-war movement. We're more advanced now. So those wicked ruling class and ruling families, they yet wanted to see poor working class white people in America divided from poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. So they began to continue to speak the hatreds and divisions, but they began to use coded language. They didn't say hate the black man, brown, red, and yellow. They began to say hate those on welfare. Hate those who are lazy and unemployed. They began to use code language. They began to say things like states' rights. They began to say drug users, hate the drug users. Now, the statistics show that white people, Caucasian people, participate at a greater number, percentage-wise, in the whole drug economy compared to the participation of black, brown, red, and yellow. But when you say drug dealer, you think of a black person, don't you? When you say welfare, more white people are on welfare in the United States of North America than black, brown, red, and yellow, because white people, Caucasian people, are yet the greater number percentage-wise in the United States of North America. But when you say don't give monies to the welfare queen, you think of a black woman. When you say lazy folk on welfare, drug dealers, drug pushers, drug users, you think black people. When you say prisoners and jailers, jailbirds and convicts and criminals, those are code words to continue to divide poor working class white people against poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. So poor working class white people support the Republican Party, who support the banks and support Wall Street and support the wicked ruling class and families who have created a system that is destroying not only black, brown, red, and yellow, but also destroying poor working class white people as well. When you study eugenics, you come to understand that, I'm going to put this in my notes, it's a movie about eugenics that you must look at. Pre-20th century, the rhetoric, kill and destroy black, brown, red, and yellow. But when you cross over into the 20th century, the wicked ruling class and families say outright, destroy poor working class white people as well. That's what the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families have begun to do. So World War I and World War II were wars to kill and destroy poor working class white people. Because all of us are considered genetically inferior to the genetic superiority of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So they see us as genetically inferior, and they work night and day to control us and destroy us. So back to what Yahushua is saying. We have to overcome all of that and begin to speak blessings on one another. Begin to speak good of one another. Speak good and righteous, beautiful words of your poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, or white sister. Discontinue speaking evil of your sister and brother. Discontinue speaking evil of the Christian, the Muslim, the Jew, the Hindu, the Buddhist, the Zoroaster, the communist, the socialist, the agnostic, the atheist. Stop speaking hatreds on one another, because that one lives in Africa, or that one is an Arab, or that one lives in Asia, or that one lives in Central and South America, or you live in the North, I live in the South, you live in the East, I live in the West, you live in the middle of America. All these regional hatreds. No, stop talking bad and evil about one another. Begin to speak good. Begin to speak righteous. Begin to speak blessings. Begin to speak wonderful of your sisters and your brothers. Let me see now. Bless them that curse you. We've been made enemies of each other. And pray for them which despitefully use you. The word pray. Oh, my computer is acting a little slow. Come on now. Come on, let's get with it. Let me see. Let me see if I cut this one. Maybe this one will act quicker. Oh, let me take my time, kill it, and come back. Let me see if I cut this one. I have so many windows, maybe that's the problem. Or is it the problem of the website itself? Oh, man. Now I can't get back on there. Wow, isn't this interesting? Wow, sisters and brothers. Wow. This is so interesting. Let me take my time and see if I can get back. Come on, Blue Letter Bible people. Come on, Strong's people. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Let me just go on my mind while I'm waiting for this computer. So we have a dynamic that we have been made to despitefully use one another. We have been made to abuse one another and destroy one another. The system wants us to buy once again into the hatreds and the divisions and divide against one another and use and abuse. There's a story on Democracy Now that deals with abuse. I can't find it now, but I have it in my notes. The various abuses that we commit to one another. Women suffering beatings and abusings and destructions from their husbands, boyfriends, men. You see, we're misusing and abusing one another. We are destroying one another. Why? Because of the disease of the system. That's the problem. It's the disease of the system. It's because we have been made to hate one another. We have been made to destroy one another. We have been made to despitefully use one another. And it's something we are going to have to overcome. There's another story about the rapes that have been taking place in Japan on military bases in Japan. The sisters and brothers in Japan are organizing to say that they no longer want to see America's military in Japan as long as they continue to destroy and kill and rape and abuse the women in Japan. So what we are saying is that we have to overcome these conditions, overcome these hatreds, overcome the way that the system has caused us to divide and destroy one another. I can't get that back on the computer. It sure is acting up. Let me just read it from the Bible itself. Bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. We have to pray for one another. Pray that the Most High will change the hearts of our sisters and our brothers. Pray that the minds and the hearts and the attitudes of our poor working class masses of sisters and brothers will rise up above the enmities and the hatreds that have been foisted upon our spirits, minds, souls, and on our shoulders. We want to see the poor working class masses of people unite so that the system can be rearranged and really destroyed so that we can begin to create the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Verse 29, and unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. This is advice to poor working class masses of people. We are going to be so hateful of one another that we'll abuse one another and smack one another. You'll see that your own sister and brother may smack you around because you have decided to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. So when that happens, turn the other cheek. Forgive one another. Maybe the sister and the brother is going through hardship today. Maybe they didn't speak to you and speak to me because we have been going through hardship. Maybe we lost a loved one. Maybe we suffered tragedy. Maybe we lost the relative in the mall shooting. Maybe it was us that suffered under some type of condition. So when those things happen, don't just be offended. The word, my computer's back, y'all. Yay! It says the word prayer is offer prayers and pray. And to wish, to have wishes, to have to wish and pray to God, to wish, meaning you have good wishes for your sister and brother. You're praying for your sister and brother. You're praying that your sister and brother will realize that we should love one another and stop hating one another. Pray for them which despitefully use. Let me see that word despitefully use. Come on, computer. The word despitefully use means threaten. To accuse falsely, to revile, to treat abusively, to insult. It says in a forensic sense. So forensic science, maybe there was some crime committed that we have to use forensic science to figure out who committed the crime. Someone doing the bidding of the CIA, the FBI, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, the military, has killed somebody, destroyed somebody. It's the system creating such mentality. And so we are going to have to find a way to climb over these animosities, these atrocities that we are committing against one another, and change our minds and change our thinking. Stop abusing our wives. Stop abusing one another and destroying one another. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.